Another thing we're watching, across the country, more than 3 million people work as a home health aide, helping the elderly, the disabled, on average making less than $12 an hour. My mom had one, a godsend. But now these low-wage workers are on the front lines of a pandemic. Mallory Nopain of member station WVTF reports.
Karen Acra lives in a small town in Southern Virginia. She's a certified nurse assistant and has 3 patients she visits at home. That routine hasn't stopped as COVID-19 has spread. She is taking precautions. She always wears gloves, but she has a limited supply of masks and is having to spray them with Lysol and reuse them. She's not sure how sanitary that is. Advocates for home health workers are concerned. People like Acra are not getting the guidance or equipment they need to keep themselves and their patients safe.
There is no social distancing for home care workers. They are hands-on workers, and they are heroes.
David Broder is president of Virginia's chapter of SEIU, a union that represents home health workers. He says if they start getting sick, the virus could spread even faster.
And yet they're lacking personal protective equipment like masks and goggles and face shields. They're not getting training, and they lack the paid leave that they and their families need to take care of themselves as they're taking care of others.
Angelina Drake with the nonprofit Paraprofessional Healthcare Institute says there are steps state and federal officials can take now to support home health workers. One is to make it explicit in legislation and executive orders that home aides are a part of the essential healthcare workforce so they don't slip through the cracks. Another is remembering home healthcare agencies when distributing personal protective equipment.
We understand there's going to be a level of triage that happens that puts this equipment in the hands of frontline hospital and emergency room providers, but the home care workforce is right behind them.
Short of that, Drake asks for clear guidance from health departments on things like infection control, targeted specifically to home care workers. In the absence, caregivers are figuring things out for themselves. Azza Vandecastle lives in Northern Virginia and takes care of her 84-year-old mother. She has to go out for groceries and medication, but every trip feels dangerous.
Because if she died because of me, I will not forgive myself, you know?
So Vandecastle has been trying to do what she can. She covers her face with a scarf, keeps her distance from others, and showers as soon as she gets home. For NPR News, I'm Mallory Nopain in Richmond, Virginia.